Blog Talk Radio.
I'm that bee. Yeah, I'm that bee. Yeah, I'm that bee. I'm that bee. I got good pussy. I'm that bee. Yeah, I make that money. Yeah, I'm that bee. I don't take shit. Yeah, I'm that bee. Yeah,
I'm that one.
I'm that bee.
You sure?
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 I got good pussy. I'm that bee. Yeah, I make that money. Yeah, I'm that bee. I don't take shit. Yeah, I'm that bee. Yeah, I'm that bee.
You looking at my butt? No man to pay my bills. Got a job, work hard, get high, live up, 7 a.m. And I start my day. Put it forward, cause I'm about my pay. Like Lil Keith say, Lil Mama don't play. In the bed, I'm throw the dick this way. Wednesday nights, you can catch me at Coco. In the fat, with my thug getting loco. No regular, I smoke purple.
Big ups to my co-host is with the Mostest,
That's Miss Heavenly Angel. And International Smokers Representative, Mr. Cyanide. You know what I'm saying? For all my smokers out there representing the Netherlands, doing a real big over there. What's up? What's up? And today is what we do on Mondays, like we do every Monday, you know what I'm saying? Because we do show concerns for our peoples, meaning you and everybody else that listens to this show and all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I like to bring up certain issues about stuff I hear on the news, here in public and stuff like that, and, you know, and I try to address it and give you some good insight on it. It might sound like a lot of shit talking, but what it does is gets you moving in a direction, not in any right or wrong direction, but it gets you moving in a direction than being stagnant, you know what I'm saying? And this is My Health, Your Health Monday, and did I do a presents? I don't think I did a presents, but it's to eat or not to eat, you know, is the question. Headline in the news lately is Americans with high cholesterol can't eat this and don't eat that. Well, I say fuck all that. Eat what you want, you know, just in moderation, people. Because too much of a good thing will kill you. All right? Now, I say that because I'm listening to our little local black radio station down here, WTMP. Shouts out to them, AM 1150. Doing a real bit. And they was covering this issue with, black folk health, you know what I'm saying, our health issue that we deal with, and claiming that out of all the races of people, we are the ones with the highest cholesterol. We got the highest cholesterol, highest diabetes rate, highest heart attack rate, highest rate for colon cancer, highest rate for breast cancer. I mean, how the fuck we got the highest rate for everything? You know, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying, people? Let me tell you something. Many people that I see with all these overweight this and overweight that, people, that is a health problem. Your overweightness, when you tell you in school you was overweight by 4 or 5 pounds, that was causing you as a health risk. And you got to get, you know, underneath that. You know what I'm saying? And but nowadays, you know, we don't. Of course, we don't even do that in schools no more. We don't even tell the kids that they overweight, underweight. You know what I'm saying? Just let the little motherfucking kids go to school. You know, 2 tons of funding, and ain't even caring about their health or welfare. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in essence, that's fucked up. But like I still say, how did the child get that way? You know what I'm saying? If you eat too much motherfucking lettuce, see what happened to you. Eat too many tomatoes. And don't put no kind of meat product, don't put anything that the Lord put on this earth into you. See what happens. And yeah, I bring religion into it, because the Lord put everything on this planet, you know what I'm saying, for us to consume. You know, he gave us dominion over everything. You know, it's food. I don't give a damn how you look at it, don't look at it, it's food. You know what I'm saying? It's here for our consumption. And, you know, and shit, when you go over to all these other places, you know what I'm saying, Europe, you know what I'm saying, Africa, you know what I'm saying, these are all meat-eating countries. And especially in Europe, you know what I'm saying, which I've had, you know, personal experience, thank you to the military, you know what I'm saying, United States Army. Shouts out to HHC 11. Aviation regiment over there, you know what I'm saying, holding it down, and Ansbach, you know what I'm saying, Karabakh, which is a Karabakh concern, Ansbach, Germany, shouts out to y'all, Vassislof, I should say, you know what I'm saying, Vassislof. And, but over there, their main dish is pork, you know what I'm saying, they got slaughterhouses like we got liquor stores on every other corner, you know what I'm saying, dishing out good swine, you know what I'm saying, and, so it got to bring up issues, you know. How in the hell, if that's their main dish, and that's not our main dish. Now, believe you me, pork is not the you know, the black man's, the black person's, or black people's, you know, main dish. We, you know, yeah, that's a soul food dish, a soul food item, but that's not our main, you know, area of consumption. Let me leave it like that. You know what I'm saying? We eat a lot of beef and chicken. You know, and that is our main thing. Now, I heard, speaking of this radio report, you know, the dude on there, he this was a black dude, and he was talking about, you know, black folks' health. And he was like, yeah, yeah, black folks, y'all got to stop eating chicken. You got to stop eating anything with a head on it, fish, beef, all this, because it's what's leading to your cholesterol. It's what's leading. Man, fuck all that. People, put some goddamn meat in your diet, all right? Damn that shit. You live in a corroded world any fucking ways. You run around trying to be Mr. or Mrs. Super Healthy, you're going to find yourself on the first road to dead-em. You know what I'm saying? Proven fact. Secondhand smokers die before motherfuckers that's actually smoking. Where's the math on that? You telling me that I can smoke my fucking lungs away and live longer than a motherfucker that ain't smoking? Same premise for eating. You feel me? Big people die from obesity because they get too big. But the average big person, shit, they outliving your motherfucking Slim Jim ass because, you know, they get sick and they start to dehydrate. You know, that whole time of sickness is actually good for them because all that sickness is eating that fat away and, is, you know what I'm saying, helping them get skinny. Now, me, 162-pound little old me, yeah, that really ain't that cool when I get sick and, you know, I started getting a little, looking a little crackheadish, you know what I'm saying? Well, goddamn, how what you been smoking? Motherfucker, I ain't smoking nothing. Goddamn, what the is you on? But anyways, real quick, 347-237-5125, you ever want to be live up on the Starship Smelly Pride? I don't do no screening, people. I got the option to screen call. I don't screen calls. You know what I'm saying? You want to come on this bitch, say bumfuck Egypt, scoobly whoop bop bam. You know what I'm saying? You can come up on this bitch and say it, and I'm going to hang up on your ass after you spray it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how we do. Shout out to DJ Party Time, you know what I'm saying, out there representing Regular Game Entertainment. That's what's up. I'm actually waiting out for a delivery. One of my motherfuckers trying to dip off with me. Let me see if he out anywhere about. All right. DHL on it. None of that bullshit about my motherfucking deliveries. All right. Bitch be liking to leave notes and shit. Anyways. Like I say. Things in life you got to do in moderation. You know what I'm saying? You suck in air too quick and you try to take in too much air, what you'll do? You know what I'm saying? Then you start to get lightheaded, you know? Yeah, and hyperventilate. It's called hyperventilation. You know what I'm saying? You're sucking in too much air too quickly, at least the lightheadedness. You know, too, and now that can cause you to pass out, you know? Sucking in too much helium like we used to do when we was motherfucking little kids and as adults like we still do. Sucking in too much helium. That shit caused your brain damage. You sucking in fucking chemicals, people. What the fuck? Yeah, your voice sound cute and silly and shit, but you putting goddamn helium. Look up. I have to look up the definition of helium just to tell you exactly what the hell kind of chemicals people be putting in their body. You know what I'm saying? We be putting all kinds of shit. All right, helium. Here we go. Where knowledge rules. Ah, fuck helium.com. That shit. Come on, Wikipedia. Here we go. Helium is a chemical element with atomic number 2 and the atomic weight of 4. A whole bunch of zeros and a couple other numbers, which is represented by the symbol HE. It is a colorless, odorless, tasteless, non-toxic, inert, monatomic gas that heads the noble gas group in the periodic table. Its boiling and melting points are the lowest among the elements, and it exists only as a gas except in extreme conditions. And next to hydrogen, it is the second most abundant element in the universe and accounts for 24% of the elemental mass of our galaxy. Wow. Let's see. It's used as cryogenics. Didn't know that. Its largest single use, absorbing about a quarter of reduction, particularly in the cooling of superconducting magnets, with the main commercial application being in MRI scanners. Damn, I didn't know all helium did all that shit. Come on, get on down to where people use it in the balloons and shit. La, 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 la. Most extraterrestrial helium present today is created by the natural radioactive decay of heavy radioactive elements, thorium and uranium, as the alpha particles emitted by such decays consist of helium-4 nuclei. This radiogenic helium is trapped with natural gas in concentrations up to a lot. God damn it. Wow. So, I don't see any health effects of this shit here. So, why people are sucking it down like it's cool, I don't know. But let's see, does it have any harmful effects? Years, blah 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 blah, scooby blah 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 blah, squala blah blah, scientific crap, more crap, crap, scientific crap, 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 science, crap, crap, more crap, science, crap. There we go. Because it is lighter than air, airships and balloons are inflated with helium for lift. Gas, blah blah blah. Okay, they don't say why motherfuckers' safety is okay. Here we go. Neutral helium at standard conditions is non-toxic, plays no biological role, and is found in trace amounts in human blood. See, this is the power of learning, people. Power of learning. Everything I just said, hey. This might be contradicting it. If enough helium is inhaled, that oxygen needed for normal respiration is replaced. Asphyxia is possible. I do not stand contradicted. Too much of anything. Yeah. Asphyxia, people, mean it will choke your ass the fuck out. The safety issues for cryogenic helium are similar to those of liquid nitrogen. Its extremely low pressures can result in cold burns. And the liquid to gas expansion ratio can cause explosions if no pressure relief devices are installed. So, like I say, people, bottom line is too much of any good thing. I don't give a damn you eating health food every day. You know what I'm saying? Or you eating what they deem as, you know, bad food. You know what I'm saying? Beef, pork, and all that kind of stuff. You have to take things in moderation, even life. You try to go through life, take too much in and go through it too fast, what's going to happen? You're going to crash and burn. You're doing too much. That's like mama always say, you're doing too much. Girl, you're doing too much. You need to sit down somewhere. You're doing too much. You know, too much of anything, people, is not good for your health. All right. What we're going to do is take a little quick break. You know what I'm saying? Get into some Brent King right here. Teach you how to mob. And doing it real big. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all my independent artists representing the world. And I mean the world. Right here live on Starship. Smelly Prize. It's Regular Game Radio, people.
Yeah.
Play the position.
Woo.
Brainstorm on the beach.
Don't do their job.
Fabby Davis, good looking.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Who we be to rap, what key be to lock, or the automatic start if the engine was hip-hop. Game will be told, so I teach you how to mob. So if you ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. Had to hit them hard, I hit them up with a bass. Mr. Fab is the track, Mr. Yellow, but from the bass. Mobbing not a day with Versace up on the shade. Call me coach, play position and run me another play. Ones on the floor, keep the hundreds in my hand. You can fit a couple thousand real snug in a rubber band. Only fear God, never scared of another man. I am not scared of losing or needing another plan. Baby girl like the windows down in the heat up. With my hand on her leg when she rolling the weed up. Kate and I vibe, they just trying to keep up. 10 toes down, I'm not kicking my feet up.
Pay attention, little bruh, I'll show you how to mob. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh, only big guys. Keep tools on deck, bruh, if you got a problem. Mad, mad, trap, trap, rap, rap, rap. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. You ain't getting money, you ain't doing your job. Pay attention, little bruh, I'll teach you how to mob.
So what up, bro, what up,
bruh, bruh. Tell me what you mixing up up in the cuts, bruh, bruh. You say that when you see me, you gon' hit them up. Nah, retaliation leave you needing more than luck, bruh, bruh. I got that Kush dragon just about to get the swaggin', and only the finest models allowed in the bandwagon. I don't know your cousin, you're letting a little steam. You are not affiliated or a member of the team. Keep company that qualified kings. Don't affiliate with hoes or any drama that they bring. I will fear no man, got a problem, better swing. White shots outline, leave them lying in the ring. I know how to spot a cop's lights in the rear view. Zoning off a quarter purple cush, get a clear view. CDH told me lay them up, so I'm going in. Competition, I just twist them up, blow them in the wind.
Listen, little bruh, I show you how to mind. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh. Only big guys, keep tools on deck, bruh. In case you got a problem.
I'm 50-150, I got my swag on. All these other Facebook gangsters can get they tag on. I'm not hearing none of they chatter, spit by like Dragon. Always keep a toolie, even if you're in the ass on. Kill the game, after that you gotta reload. Pockets getting thin, throw your hustle into beast mode. Sit behind fence with my eyes and my seat slow. Only rhyme and reason is I do it for the C-no. Money on time, I despise truancy. Say no to the grind and you find currency. Can't imitate, I define doing me. We originated fluent, go define fluency. City on my back and I'm stomping in some fresh ones. Back to the money, then it's on to the next one. Six switches later, baby, I'm still smoking. Bring King and the Prince of City of Oakland.
Little bruh, I show you how to mind. Don't be scared of nobody, bruh. Only big guys, schools on deck, bruh. In case you got a problem.
Motherfucking old town. Shout out to Mr. Brent King holding down real big. Shout out to Oakland, California, everybody up in that piece. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and beam up a couple of people up in her. See what's going on. Mind Health, Your Health, Monday right here live. Start your smelly pride. Got Miss Computer Lady up in the building. Miss Computer Lady, what happened?
Hey there, Smelly.
You already know I know that 419 woman. What's going down? What a dude don't do? Happy My Health,
hey,
Your Health Monday.
Hey there, how are you? And hey there, everybody out there. Been quite a while. Great topic to talk about. Yep, just. When you bless the food, pray over it, pray all the, you know, bad stuff out of the way and go ahead and enjoy yourself.
I'm listening to the radio. I just got kind of mad. I'm a dude, you know, it's a black program and everything. But, I mean, why the hell we got the highest everything? How black folks end up with the highest diabetes rate, highest heart attack, highest breast cancer, highest cholesterol, highest colon cancer, shit, that's your whole body. How we the strongest people on this planet, but we got the highest everything?
You know what? Believe it or not, that's a whole nother show in itself to try to break all that.
Oh, yeah, because I ain't got another 6 minutes. But anyways, people,
right. We
are the strongest people on this planet. Y'all come from us. Wake up, smell the coffee. So I don't know how the hell, if we got the highest, then what the hell y'all got to have triple then?
Well, some get got smell the coffee. Coffee for some in order to get the reality of it, need to stay away from the coffee.
Well, that's
Not
we gotta see that now. How
right.
is that? Okay, they say coffee bad for you. White folks drink coffee all
day
long. I mean, hot coffee in the morning, go to McDonald's, get the goddamn Frappuccino shit, cap, or what the fuck ever.
That's coffee.
Drink. All that's coffee. They drink that, and then they drink the cold coffee all day long. They drinking coffee.
Coffee. That's all day caffeine.
Caffeine.
I mean, there are some
nicotine.
Right.
Well, it ain't nicotine.
No,
but it's caffeine. It's high caffeine in it. But I mean, they it's like they're addicted to it, like it's nicotine.
Right, right. I mean, the old attitude, you know, can't start, you know, the day without my job and all that. Okay, do you always need the job at the start of your day? But it is so addictive that, you know, people do that. And then you got to be careful, too, and, you know, check out everything. Be concerned
too
about your health.
Too
much, you know,
of anything
is
not a good thing.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Too much. You like I say, you breathe in the air, you try to breathe, what happened? You start getting lightheaded, and then you hyperventilate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
Your hyperventilate will turn into asphyxiation that will cause you to pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Just from
exactly.
breathing natural, normal air too fast.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing,
right.
you're doing too much. You're taking in too
right.
much.
Right.
You
that's
know,
why
it,
you need
it,
to. Now that you're
you can't even look
patient.
At the sun, so ain't no such thing as looking at the sun too long. But, you know, I don't know, staring
well,
at something. Ain't good for you. Stare at a chick too long. See, she's going to come over and hit you in your eye. Or if a dude don't come over and cuss you out. What you staring at? You staring too long. You're doing too much.
Yep. I mean, too much, as you said, too much of a good thing.
Anything.
You know, anything.
I mean, if it's anything, I mean, from pulp to poultry, people, like
mm-hmm.
I say, Lord put it here and gave us dominion over to consume it.
Right. Right. I mean,
you know,
now if you want to go biblical, yes, there was a time when certain foods you were not supposed to eat. That's true. If anybody wants to look in Leviticus, go ahead and do that on your free time. Now, in the New Testament, the law was covered. Jesus came fulfilled to cover the law. He spoke to Peter about it. Look in the New Testament on your own time because, you know, talked about how you know, to the Lord, you know, this is not I'm supposed to eat. But look, you're trying to win over those who will accept the gospel. And while you are there, don't be disrespectful to where you are. If that's what they're going to feed you, you go ahead, bless it, partake it, and enjoy yourself in fellowship.
Right.
For those who want to go the biblical direction, there you go.
Y'all got the you know, the Holy Rosary. But then, you know, my mother was watching this program the other day, this white dude on there, talking about he's some kind of doctor and three ways to
oh, yeah. I've
cure your health
before.
Of some crap.
Yeah,
and I'm looking
I've
at this
before.
Dude,
I forgot the name.
Yeah, I'm looking at him, but, like, are you just because you're skinny don't mean that you're healthy people. You can
that's
be
true.
Underweight. There is such thing as being
mm-hmm.
underweight and overweight. So being too slim is unhealthy for you.
It is.
You know,
it
so
is.
he's sitting on a program, and I'm listening to the crap he was saying, and I'm like, oh, man, he dissing exercise. How you diss exercise?
Yeah, don't
people,
do that.
If
I
you
mean,
exercise, you goddamn get your punk ass up every morning and do some exercise before you go to sleep. I guarantee you in 30 days, I don't give a damn what you eat. You're going to see a change. You're going to be a change in
mm-hmm.
something. But if you keep that routine up, you're going to see a definite change in your whole physical being. I guarantee it. Do it. People just don't do it. You
right.
know, if people
and
like to hear about
simple,
it, they don't do it.
Right, and as simple as walking. I mean, just a walk. I mean, it won't wait till the weather cools down or whatever. Just walk. It's been proven that walking is very good for you.
Yeah, but you need the sun, too. The sun, don't be trying to, see, and that's the other thing. You know, down here, we live, there ain't no escaping the sun. I ride my bicycle. I just rode my bicycle this morning probably about, I don't know, a good, 10 miles, you know what I'm saying, to go get me some little, to go to the store and back. Now, I'm 33 years old. I'm healthy. It's goddamn about 90 degrees at, 10 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? But that the sun is your motivation. You know,
mm-hmm.
sun is motivation. When you got sun on your back, your ass is walking faster because you're trying to get out of that sun. When the shade is out, you're cruising because it's cool and you're taking your time. Sun is motivation. Sun is healthy for you. Too much sun is bad for everybody. I ain't no Superman. Too much sun causes skin cancer. So you're standing too long, anybody going to get burnt. It just takes black folks longer. But we got the same. We end up with the same effect. We do get skin cancer. It takes us long. You
mm-hmm.
know, but because it's too much. You get too much of anything. Yep. It's not a good thing, you know. But I was listening to that, and the whole thing that at the end of his program, he's trying to sell a fucking book, or he's trying to sell a goddamn DVD bullshit. That ain't. Of course, he in perfect health. He got a perfect health scheme for you. Read, but yeah. While you were sitting there reading that book, is that healthy for you? Yeah, I guess it's healthy for your brain and your mental mind, but it's not right. Doing nothing for you physically. You still have right. To implement whatever he's saying to get to that level. I guarantee you. But if you don't got no exercise in there, I don't even know what you do. You can do the liposuctions, super fat, Timmy Tucks, with all that crap I keep hearing on the TV. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, talking about some fillers and Botox crap. That sounds so nasty to me. Oh, ugh. Sound like you're getting pork injected into your body or something. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, gosh.
Mm. You know,
and you see, the thing is, excuse me, interrupting. You see, the thing is, even with the liposuction and the tummy tuck, if you read it carefully, they always have some type of an exercise regimen for you to do to maintain it. A lot of people don't
maintain
realize.
Maintain it. That ain't no next year I'm going to come back and get another one. And then a year after that, I'm going to keep. You can't. No, people. That is like a cheat card, basically what they did. They gave you a cheat on health card. So we're going to go ahead now. We're going to take all this at you. Even though you should have worked it off. You could have worked it off. But you did. So, okay, you got the money. We're going to take it off you. But, I mean, that don't mean you can go back out and keep your same routine up. You still can't go back eating 2 cakes a day. And I don't mean Debbie cakes out the store. I mean 2 full goddamn cakes. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. Put the whole turkey down. Eat a turkey leg. You know, stop trying to eat the whole 8-piece chicken. You know what I'm saying? Eat like 2 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything you do is you got to eat in moderation, because the ingredients in all those foods are the real dangers. You know what I'm saying? And the way that people cooking, because they ain't, especially when you go outside your home, unless it's home cooking and you're doing your own bacon and frying in your own peanut oil or canola oil, you know what I'm saying, at home.
Right.
Then, you know, anytime you go outside them doors, man, please, everybody else is set up to poison you.
Right. Exactly.
That's point blank, period. And I'm not saying it's a bad poison, but any poison is bad. Because the poison that it gets you is an addictive poison. Just like McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's, they have poison inside their meat, inside that flavor. That's poison.
Mm-hmm.
That's the taste that keeps you coming back. It's poison in Coca-Cola, poison in Pepsi, poison in cigarettes, it's poison in everything that you consume. But that's why you got to consume it in moderations.
Mm-hmm.
You consume too many Cokes, like my brother back in the days. You know what I'm saying? My brother locked up. Shouts out to my brother Elijah. He used to drink a whole lot of sodas back in the days, you know. And I was always into sports, so I was never into sodas and stuff like that anyway. But he drank so much to where, like I see in a couple of my friends now, he started getting acid. The acid reaction. You see all the white splotches where it look like somebody got vitiligo or something like that?
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
that's
that
just, yeah, where their skin starting to lighten up. No, that's the acid from the soda coming out. And that is actually, you know, causing your pigment to change in your skin. And you can see everywhere that acid is trying to come out. That's how it spreads all over their body. I'm like, ugh, man, that is something that you want to consume.
That ain't
what you want. But you know, we got people that get too much of television and believe all the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So turn off the TV. You get too much TV.
Yeah, you're sitting down too much when you should be doing
more. You know, get off the damn internet. You know, shit, turn on your cell phone and listen to this radio show. Go out for a walk. Go walk to the store. That'll probably take you enough time, 30 minutes, as long as this show, I can get you to the store and back. 15 minutes there and 15 minutes back. You know, listen to the whole show. You know, got your little exercise on. You got some entertainment. Bam.
Mm-hmm.
And get out the house.
Right. And is that, well, even if that's true.
We had that
anybody.
Technology age. I'm not saying back in the day when we only had beepers, you know.
Right.
I was trying to, you know, I couldn't do that. But we had the technology age right now where you even see my solar charger that I'm selling. I'm waiting on my shipment right now. As soon as it comes, I'm going to take a picture of it and with my webcam, and I'm going to post it up on Facebook so you can see that, you know, I got the real deal, Holyfield. So, but my thing is, it's time to go green. You know, it's time to go green movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we out here,
and I made this comparison with a couple of people. I say, you know, with solar power energy, I said it. The reason why it's not a big hit is because it's not universally beneficial. The sun, Washington, just like Washington right now, has crazy weather, so they ain't even got full sunshine because it's raining, overcast, and all this kind of crap. You know what I'm saying? So y'all going through it. You know what I'm saying? You know, and most of these other northern states, you know what I'm saying, go through crazy-ass weather. Southern states, we got sunshine, especially Florida, 24 hours.
Right. So that's a benefit.
So that actually, the solar power market works here. But if you got everybody rolling around here on solar-powered cars, which they already do, they showed you in the movies, they have that, you know what I'm saying, and it's running strictly off solar power, what did you just do? You just shut down BP, Chevron, Shell stations, shut them down. As far as me and my campaign that I'm on, I'm shutting down Duracell, Energizer, anybody that's getting batteries for this Christmas. I'm on the focus of shutting that down. Why should you keep continuously buying batteries when you can have this little device in your hand, the kid, you know what I'm saying, put it in a little sleeve form, bam, when he run out of battery power, tell him just hold it up to the sun, and there his power is, you know what I'm saying?
He just plays off of that.
Natural energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then you got to flip side it. The market is here in the South. Market is not there in the North. But if people know that, shit, I can get free damn near everything in the South, what do you think is going to happen?
Oh, please. That market's going to go through the roof. And you see
you're going to have Arizona
and all that.
Man, you're going to have a migration of people that's trying to get away from bills. Because right now, you know, I'm in the workings of getting this damn solar panel to where, you know what I'm saying, it's big enough to where it can run my house. It can run everything in my house.
There you go. Because some areas are already
it's like $400. But $400 to save your $100 a month light bill, that's 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know what I'm saying, you won't ever have to pay again, though.
There you go.
That one investment,
one
you will never have to pay again. You feel me? Off
right.
of natural energy, as long as you, well, keep your ass in Florida. You ain't paying no bills.
You take it to Alaska.
See, solar power makes
that.
No sense. It makes no
that.
Sense.
That's
you know?
Not going to work.
It makes no sense. So it's like, it's got a good market, but it's just not a good market everywhere.
No, it's not.
It's just not a good market everywhere. And it's an unfair market. I guess what I'm saying is it's an unfair market. It's an unfair advantage.
Right. Because not everybody can take advantage
of it. Not everybody can benefit from it, you know.
Right.
But me, I'm saying, motherfuck everybody. I got to save my people. And then you want to get the benefits of my shit, you know, hey, you got to go where the money is, you know what I'm saying? And the money is going green. You know, the money is not to continue me going to pay $5 for some damn AAA batteries like I just did, you know what I'm saying, when I could have been riding around on my little, using my little my little MP3, but I was charging it up, you know what I'm saying, but I could have used that. But I sold all the chargers, so, you know, it's all good. Because I got some stuff coming in for myself. I got some personal stuff, so I sold the other stuff, you know, to benefit people who need, you know what I'm saying, who need to be turned on to it, like, right now. You know, I'm trying to get the dope boys, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting the dope boys and, you know, all these other people who got just throwing away money. Not saying like that, but I mean people that need to invest their money into something more than what they already got it invested in. Spend your money on something that's going to benefit you. Stop throwing it on rims and jewelry and bullshit. Get on some of this technology that can stop y'all. You know what I'm saying? Half of these dudes in my neighborhood, honestly, right now, when they came to me like probably about, they came to me about 4 or 5 years ago. I had some dope boys come to me and they was like, "Smell, we want to invest. We want to invest in you. What we need to do, invest in you." At the time, I wasn't mentally prepared to handle the proposal. I wasn't. I mean, I was in business and I was doing my thing, but I wasn't in the responsibility of them dropping no. I don't even know how much money they want to drop off. You know what I'm saying? I know they want to drop off.
It was probably in the thousands, wasn't it?
It was probably. You know, I guarantee you it was at least in the thousands. So I didn't want to accept that, especially not accept no responsibility dealing with dudes in that profession. You know what I'm saying? But I felt that was I felt good that they actually came to me and wanted to do something positive with their money. Had I was in the position that I am right now, I would have took all their money. Because I know, you know, and would have gave them, they, you know, this is your time. All I need is whatever, 6 months, a year, whatever, whatever. And then this is how you, this is the month, the amount that you're going to get back for your investment.
There you go.
You know.
Two more quick things because I know the time's almost up, you know.
Yeah, you got about 3 minutes, 45 seconds.
Okay, let me do this real quick. Okay, everybody, trilateralradio.com, forthcoming. You know, hold on there. It'll be forthcoming. And two, one last thing about health, and this has helped me. Just park a distance where you go shopping. You'll park all the way in the back of the parking lot or the side park, whatever, and walk up, get your stuff, and walk back to the car. Believe me, it makes a difference.
Hey, that's a good one right there, man. That is a good one. And main people who I do say kudos for doing that is Puerto Rican people.
Oh, okay.
Puerto Rican people or Hispanic people are really, even though they might seem big boned and all that, they get a lot of exercise. They do a lot of walking. When I went to Puerto Rico, I mean, from the youngest to the oldest, everybody walked. If they ain't walk everywhere, they rode bicycles. If they wasn't riding bicycles, you know what I'm saying, they was, you know, running. When I went to San Juan, that's where there's a bunch of hills and everything. I mean, you see everybody utilizing them hills and exercising. I have never seen like an entire city like exercising.
There you
you
go.
Know, and actually staying in good health. You know what I'm saying?
And hardly any cars around.
Yeah. Well, no, it's cars around. Them motherfuckers can't drive over there. Them sons of bitches cannot drive. Yeah, I said it before I did the show when I first came back. You sons of bitches cannot drive in Puerto Rico. Now, speaking of these old, I don't know. These motherfuckers over here is different. Puerto Ricans over here is different. Hispanic people over here is different than the actual Puerto Ricans in Puerto Rico. They just, like, lose their culture or something when they come over here. And it ain't the original.
Okay.
Them motherfuckers over there drive up one ways to get to another one way. And don't care if it's traffic coming at you or not. And they'll have a line of cars. This has happened to me. I mean, you know, and if you ain't from there, you know what I'm saying? Half the people ain't got no license because it's not required to have a driver's license to drive a car because you don't have to have insurance. You just got to register it, but you don't have to have insurance. I say, what? So they punish you when you rent the car. Yeah, they punish you by making you pay extra money to rent. To get insurance. Even if you got full insurance, you still got to get additional insurance to cover their vehicle because your insurance only covers their vehicle. The Puerto Rican people, whoever you hit, it only covers their stuff. Real crazy. Hey. But anyways, people, too much of driving is not good for you. Whoa. Too much of anything is the whole purpose of this show. This is My Health, Your Health Monday. Helping to build a man, you know what I'm saying? We got like 40-something seconds, but I want to thank especially Miss Computer Lady, Miss PC. Boom! For all her continued support and love, you know what I'm saying? And co-host is with the most of Miss Heavenly Angels. She's flying back from San Mateo. Shouts out to her and her sister down there chilling. Mr. Goofy Bone. The whole, everywhere, I just got to say the world. And I mean the world. Peace out, Mr. Cyanide. No, you out there, homie. And look out, trilateralradio.com is coming soon. Trilateralradio.com is coming soon.
Be blessed, everybody.